Hello.
Hi.
Hey, awesome. Okay, so hey everyone. I am really excited to introduce Michaela right now. She is somebody that I was really eager to get on here first, actually, because she is right in it right now with this whole career change thing. She's currently working in the hangar with us in like a support position, dealing with tool supply and parts and fasteners and all that fun crap. But she's also going to school to learn how to do structures, which is what I'm doing at that company. So I'm super excited that she's getting out on the floor with us. But you didn't start in the tool crib, right?
No, I started in production support.
Right, yeah, 'cause that's what you were doing, like all the paperwork and technical stuff when I first saw you there. So,
Yeah.
was there like any reason that you got into that position? Like, were you looking to get into aviation at that point, or was that just like a job opportunity that you took?
Honestly, at the time, it was just kind of like a job opportunity I just took, and like I knew like I've flown like everywhere, and like I love being on airplanes, and I was like, oh, that's cool, like it's a common interest I have, so I was like, maybe that's something I could like build a career on, so I kind of just went for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I had like zero experience really with aviation before. So, like, I've literally flown on two airplanes, I think.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, no, I really didn't get into aviation before I started working on them. So,
Wow, no way.
yeah, it's crazy. I went for one trip to Mexico one time, and that
Oh my
was
gosh.
it. So, like, when you started working in that position, you said you saw it as a position that you could build on, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So you did you intend on getting into the maintenance side of things already at that point?
Honestly, no, I had intended to like build my career up in the tech records and like, I'll like go for like QA eventually and stuff like that. I had no idea that I would be switching positions and then working with the tools and the parts and stuff and then eventually going into the structures.
Like, what made you decide to like make the jump of like going to school for that year and getting out on the floor? Because that's not an easy change. It's not like you can just walk out on the floor one day.
Oh no. Honestly, like I had been to school for business before
Yeah.
and I hated it. But my dad wanted me to go for it and eventually I dropped out and then I went into stores and then my parents were like, "Okay, like you've been here for like a year now, like it's time for you to go back to school." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, like I don't want to go back to school. I hated school." And then I was like, "You know what? Like I love airplanes. I love listening to the guys tell me about all this stuff that they do, and I love when you tell me that you're working on the airplanes and sky, and I'm like, oh my gosh, girls can do this too. I was like, you know what? Like, the program is 8 months. Like, why not? I might as well, right? Like, if I love it, it'd be perfect because then it wouldn't be a
Yeah,
waste of
exactly.
time to
Oh,
go to
I'm
school.
actually happy you mentioned Sky there too, because I friggin' love that girl. I cannot wait to get her involved in this.
Oh my
She's
gosh, she would
actually
love
like one of the
it.
next people I'm gonna be talking to, and I've just been so happy to see her out on the floor since the day she started. She's so much fun.
Oh yeah, she definitely is. And she's like, I've noticed she's definitely coming out
Oh
of her shell a
God,
lot more
yes,
too
she
now.
is. Oh, I'm so excited to just like get more involved with her. Anyways, so that's why I mean, like, what made you choose structures though? Like, 'cause we do avionics, we do maintenance, we do structures. So what made you like decide to do the structure side of it?
Honestly, that's exactly why, because like the structures, they do everything kind of. And actually a friend of mine, he works at Eurotech and he does mechanics, and they were gonna hire some structures people because they knew that they could do more than just structures. And then I was like, oh, like, you know, like, I didn't know the structures could do all that. And, you know, mechanics are kind of like a dime a dozen. Like, everybody wants to be a mechanic, right? Plus, the schooling is 2 years, and they want to make it actually 5 years now. So I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I definitely don't want to go to school for that long. And I was like, you know what? Like, structures is kind of cool. And, like, the fact that you can do more than just structures.
Yeah, like that's one thing I definitely noticed. When we were graduating, the year we were graduating, there was something like 200 or more maintenance students graduating that year versus our 22 structures people. Because it's like...
Right?
It's such a specialized thing, and I don't know why people don't get into it. And yes, I've always joked around at work that I'm literally like a jack of all trades there, because they just use you for everything.
Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of cool, though. Like, it's nice to be able to, like, do other things.
Yeah, like, the one thing I do draw the line at for me is, like, intense avionics stuff, because I don't need to explode. But, yeah, no, that's just... That's just not my area. So you're pretty much, you made the same decisions I did, really, with like going to school. I mean, that's, I decided that a year was much easier for me than 2 years, and then I just actually looked at what I'd be doing. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you know, changing out tires and like components and like dealing with stuff like that, sure, fine, but cutting things and building things and making things sounds so much more fun. And then, like, I didn't even think about it, but if you have a piece of structure that's cracked on the airplane and there's a bunch of mechanical stuff in front of it and you're capable of removing it, hey, guess what? That's what you're doing. So yeah, you are doing both jobs.
Exactly.
All right, so what do you think of it so far? Like, how do you feel about being in structures in school? Are you enjoying it? Or
honestly, other than like the tests I have every week and like the theory and stuff, I love it. Like, I'm honestly enjoying it, and I'm kind of glad, because I was really scared. I was just kind of going into it like kind of blind, almost. Like, I had no idea what it would be like other than what people had told me about from who went to that course. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what I'm doing or where to start, but here I am. And like, I'm so glad I did it, because I love it. And like, the people I've met along the way and like the things that I have learned, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, like, that's those, like, I had no idea what I was getting into. Like, I walked into my orientation day completely blind. And, like, I mean, you're literally going to the exact same school I went to with pretty much the exact same professors. Like, the two main guys are still there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're right. It's just, I'm literally, like, everything you're saying, I'm like, oh, my God, you're taking me right back. I remember the tests. I remember them every week, and they are not easy. Oh, my goodness.
No, exactly. And they're like 40 to 50 questions.
Well, what was that
long
one course that was just, it was brutal for me? Like, I mean, I got through it, but it was, oh gosh. It was just like the course about like the general, like how an airplane flies, like all the physics and stuff around it. And I was like, why does this have to be so detailed? Like, I understand, I get it, but like, I don't really actually plan on engineering these things. And like, somebody else has kind of already done the physics for me. I just want to know how to read the blueprint. Like,
I know, I'm in the same way. I absolutely
but it's whatever. I mean, I guess some of it is important once you get out of school. I think it's definitely more important if you're going to be like actually building an airplane with your own, like building stuff on your own without using previous like blueprints and stuff like that, and you're gonna have to understand physics then, but not
exactly. Like, if you're working at Bombardier where they manufacture their own airplanes,
yeah, so I'm like, I'm not
like
doing
that.
I'm taking a plane that's already fixed and just keeping it flying. Like, I don't need to. Okay, so like, yeah, obviously some of the courses are a little bit challenging. With the school side, the theory is so deep there. And that's exactly what I was saying with the mechanics of flight. Like, it's so in depth. And
yeah,
so like that part is crappy and challenging. But how do you feel about, like, the practical side of things, like getting into the courses of, like, actually learning how to do the work? Because that was my favorite part of it.
Honestly, that has been my favorite part too. And at first, I was very, very nervous getting into it because, like, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. And, like, I remember my first project, I did so bad on it. And it was just so funny because, like looking back now from, like, where I started to where I am now, like, now I'm getting, like, 90s on all the projects I've done. And, like, I know exactly where I'm going and what I'm doing and how to do it. And it's just so funny to look back from where I started to see myself now. And it's kind of like when I complete like a project, I'm like my U-Bend or like my hat channels, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I am just
I'm not even gonna lie, like my first week or two there, it's like Devin and Paul would walk up to me and be like, Brittany, it helps if you like drill straight. And then by the time I'm done, by the time I finish the course, like Devin, he's like, you know, like you've come so far and you take so much pride in your work and it's so nice to see. And I've always said to those guys, I'm like, yeah, like, you know what? Part of it was the effort that went into it, but they are such phenomenal teachers. They really are. And
oh, yeah. They're
yeah. And they know so much and they like, I don't know, like their attitudes about it were so great for me, and it just was actually such a positive learning environment that.
Exactly, it definitely is, and it makes it so much like more fun.
Yeah, I think honestly, way. I'm not gonna lie, how awesome those guys were might have given me a bit of a false idea with some of the mentalities I was gonna be dealing with coming into aviation, because I'm like, oh my god, these guys are amazing, they don't even care that I'm a chick. Like, they're friggin' awesome, and they're so sweet, and then I get into the field, and there's, like, these grumbly old men that are like, "Mer, been doing this for 30 years, and, like, they're just, I don't know, not all of them can be so awesome, I guess. So, what, like, motivates you to keep pushing through all of this, like, the challenging stuff in school? Because, like, I'm sure that at the beginning, there might have been a point or two where you were just like, oh my goodness, what am I doing?
Oh yeah, like I still think that to this day. I'm like, today after one of my tests, I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't know how I'm getting through this right now. But honestly, at the end of the day, like going back to work after I'm done all of this is really what motivates me. I'm just so excited to be back working full time again, and especially working where we work. Like, I absolutely love the people that we work with. I mean, yeah, there's like, you know, some people who are a little, but other than that, like everybody else is great and they're so willing to help. And like everybody, it just is like one big family, and I just miss everybody. And I miss working and like, you know, waking up every day and, you know, doing something that you love.
I've honestly said since I started at KF, like the atmosphere on that floor is phenomenal. And like, for example, I mean, I've been gone for so long, and like when I came back, not so long, a year, but I think I lost her again. Oh, there you are.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I'm assuming you're still driving back from class, so.
Yeah, oh, I still got a half hour.
Girl, how far away do you live from the school?
I live.
Oh my god. That's not, okay.
Yeah, I do.
So like, I literally just did an episode about friggin' dedication, and there you go. There's just like one more person that's like, no, I'm gonna do this, and I don't care if I have to drive for 4 hours a day to do it. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
All right, so, I mean, well, now this, I'm about to ask you this question about inspiration, because now it just makes even more sense to ask. Who was there anybody that you have had in your life in the last? Well, anybody in your life that inspired you to, like, make you want to do this? Because, I mean, that's not, like I said, that's not an easy jump. You have to go to school to do it. You're pushing yourself through school. You're driving 4 bloody hours. One that inspired you to want to get out there and like, do all that? To, like...
Honestly, yeah. There's a few people. Like, I know... for a fact, like, definitely you girls have inspired me so much. Like, just knowing that, like, seeing you guys out there doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, if they can do it, then I definitely can do it. And then Murray, he's so sweet. He definitely pushed me into doing this. I would talk about this to him all the time. And then he would always tell me, like, just go into it. Just do it. You can do it. And then he's like, oh, you know, like, if Brittany and Sky can do it, then you can definitely do it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I might as well, right? And at least then I know that I have, like, this backup at work that I can have for, like, when I need the support and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, that's – oh, okay. First of all, Murray is a friggin' incredible man. Like, I –
oh, for sure.
The whole year that I was off, he, like, checked up on me all the time. He's like, are you okay? How are the girls? Can't wait to see you back. And I'm like, like, how is this person so incredible? He kind of reminds me of Devin a little bit, though. I don't know if you can see that.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
I don't – it's like, his appearance and just his general, like, demeanor. And he's just – I don't know. He reminds me so much of Devin, and I said that to him. So – yeah, I told him that when I first started working there. I'm like, you remind me of my professor. Anyway, so yeah, no, it just made me laugh that you'd mention him again too. And one thing I can say is it is super awesome having the other girls out there. And, like, unfortunately, I don't know if you ever got to meet Morgan or Sierra or Lisa.
No. Oh, wait. Yes, I did meet Morgan and Sierra.
Morgan, I didn't really work with Sierra much or Lisa, but Morgan was there when I started, and she had been working out on the field for like 10 years. Like, this girl was basically, like, she was a crew lead, I think, or like maybe she was a lead hand, I'm not sure. But she was like, she was such an inspiration, and she is such a kind, amazing woman. And like, having her out there on the floor, I was like, oh man, if she can do this, I totally do this. And like, I know that I had her to lean on, and it was like, I actually did so much too when I first started there, because as I've mentioned so many times, like, it's just not easy to get into this demanding of a male dominated career being like a single mom. It's a bloody nightmare with some stuff. And I would just come to her and I'd be like, Morgan, what do I do? You have some previous, like, you're a bit of a car fanatic, if I'm not wrong, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You have some previous, some previous experience going on there. So has that obviously given you a bit of an advantage with some stuff, or is it, I mean, structures is so different than maintenance that I really don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, not really. Like, in some way, shape, or form, yes, like, in class, like, Devin and Paul definitely, like, okay, so I'm the only girl in my class.
Of course.
So a lot of the, yeah, right? So a lot of the guys in my class are very, like, they're really into cars. So a lot of times Paul and Devin do relate some of the things that we learn about in class to cars. And in that aspect, I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes more sense now, because I understand the whole car part of it. And that makes me understand class more, which is kind of nice in that way. But other than that, like, other than working with my hands, like, not really. Like, I know how to turn a wrench and stuff because of that. But otherwise, no, it's very different, I want to say.
Yeah, it's hard to explain to people, because so many people, they hear, you know, oh, you fix airplanes, and they have no idea to understand what it is. And, like, I try to explain it, and you can kind of, like, when you look at cars and stuff, like, you have your mechanics, but then there's auto body techs. And that's really the only way I can even try to explain what we do to people that don't know, because it's like, no, I'm not really doing the mechanical work on the plane. It's like, I'm fixing structural damage to the airplane. It's just,
oh yeah. I feel like, yeah, exactly. And like, I feel,
it is fun to be like, hey, you have no idea how exciting this job was. We found like a tiny little, because this is something that actually happens quite often. Found a tiny little crack in a part of structure that's actually really important. So we had to repair it and beef it all up. And like, that's literally like what we do is like, oh,
yeah,
this is damaged. This is cracked. This is dented. This is got an extra hole in it somehow, this is corroded, this is, you know, like, whatever the issue is that we're dealing with, and then we get rid of that problem and essentially either put a new part in, or like, you know, sometimes if it's the main frame of the airplane, like, you're not going to replace an entire bloody stringer that runs the entire length of an airplane. What you're going to do is you're going to get rid of that section that's damaged, and then you're going to beef it up so that it can handle all the stresses of flying. And that actually is, it's fun. It's exciting. And like, it takes so much, it takes a lot of effort some days, because you're like sitting there dealing with all these blueprints, which are not always the easiest to understand, and trying to just like move forward with it. And it can be really stressful, but like, as soon as you're done and you like get to look at it and you're like, that's beautiful. Like, that looks beautiful. It satisfies my weird OCD with all of its nice round corners. And like, that's the other thing I love about structures, right? Everything is all rounded off and perfect and smooth.
Oh yeah, everything's radius and has to be perfectly smooth.
Yeah, and it's, I'm like, I can do that. I will sit here and do that forever. It satisfies some weird whatever. So like, that is exciting to talk about. And that's the thing I love about my job, is like, I literally just, what was it, like 2 days ago? I just made a part that was so basic. It was honestly like one of the easiest things I've made. But there was one aspect of it in fabrication that wasn't always, they're not always the easiest things to do, like chamfers and bevels and stuff that actually look like mechanically done, you know what I mean? And to sit there and do it and like have fun with something like that, it's just fun. It's weird. It's fun. It's like I took this flat metal and I made it into this. And it's kind of exciting to be able to like, it's definitely a much more exciting side of work, I feel like, than some of what other people are doing out there. I don't even know how people do avionics, I'll be honest. Like, we need them all, but I look at like a wiring diagram and my head just explodes.
I know, right? It's the most complicated thing ever.
There's literally no information. It's just lines. And I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah, and they're all like color coded too, specifically for certain things.
Yeah, like I just basically, like I said, I don't touch that stuff. I don't know. They deserve a lot more credit than I can. I have no idea how they do it. So what exactly are your goals like moving forward with this career? Like, do you see yourself getting into a position where you want to be like a crew lead, or are you working to like get licensed to be like a contractor and travel the world? Cause there's like there's some pretty cool stuff you can do once you're a fully licensed AME.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, you can do so much stuff once you're licensed, but for me personally, I think I would just be happy like staying a KF and being licensed. I don't think I could ever be a crew lead, because then you're stuck, you know, doing paperwork all the time and you're never really touching the plane. And I don't think I could ever get to a point in my life where I like don't want to be touching a plane, you know?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, like, I feel like some of our crew leads out there are like, they're phenomenal crew leads. There's a reason why they're in that position, but they almost get so involved in what we're doing in a day that you almost get to a point where it's like, you really just want to be doing this yourself, don't you? Like, you're just trying so
exactly.
Hard. They try to like work vicariously through us, and it's hilarious. I agreed with that. I mean, personally, I'm seeing myself maybe more in like a lead hand position, maybe. I don't know if I'd ever want to be a crew lead myself. That's just, like you said, I can't imagine
right?
going to work and not actually touching the airplanes every day, because it's so much fun.
Exactly. And it's so boring doing paperwork.
Oh god, it's the worst part of the job. Like, just for example, last night I was being a total bum, and there's like 10 minutes left in the shift. So we're cleaning up our toolboxes, getting everything put away, whatever. But I'm lazy and my legs are killing me. And I'm in the cargo pit, and I'm like, all right, Brittany's just going to like lay here for a second and just kind of enjoy it for 5 minutes. So I rolled on my back and I'm laying there on like a pad, and I'm just kind of chilling in the cargo pit. And I look up and I find something broken. And I'm like, ah! And I spend the next hour doing paperwork, and I leave an hour late for my shift. And I'm like, you know what? paperwork sucks. It does. It's and when Devin and Paul always said in class that it's literally half of your job, like it is. And it
is. Yeah, they weren't kidding.
And it's more than half your job when people get like QA is so anal sometimes about stuff because like this paperwork stays with these planes for so long and it is so important. So it gets to a point where they're like, you know, kicking back paperwork over everything. And it's like, you know, you forgot to dot your I here. And it's like, oh my. Okay. Same time. What has it been like for you to get into this field, like as a woman? Like, I know you said you had a background with your family, obviously, where they were already supporting you to get into this field, which is awesome. It's nice to know that you had a bunch of men in your family and they're like supporting you, not teasing you, because not every male in my family fully understood what I was doing, and I'll be honest, even at certain points when I was like, hey, you know, I might even someday want to lean out of aviation and use the skills I learned to build it up in something else, and they're like, oh, you can't do that, Brittany, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
I know, it's frustrating when people say that.
Yeah, but like, I feel like you obviously didn't really get so much of that from your family, but like, have you encountered any of that at all since you've gotten into this?
Okay, I am like 5 foot nothing and I weigh like 100 pounds soaking wet. So like, yeah, definitely from the guys in my class, especially, they're a little bit like, I wouldn't say they're mean. They just like to tease me because, like, you know, the brakes at school are so big and heavy and you need so much weight to like press down to cut the metal, or, you know, you need to be able to lift up the bending brakes, and, you know, they weigh like 50 pounds and you're like standing there like, oh my gosh, like, how am I gonna lift this thing, or how am I gonna, you know, stretch my leg enough to be able to step on the brake? So the guys at school kind of, you know, they cut me a little bit here and there. And then there's, like, guys who I, like, you know, I meet, like, outside of school. And, like, I've been, like, guys, like, you know, like, who I went to high school with and stuff like that. And they see me, you know, going to school for this kind of stuff. And they're just like, what the heck? Like, what do you think you're doing? Like, why would you ever get into that? Like, you know, don't you know it's a guy's thing and not a woman's job? You know, women should be in the kitchen, right?
What I can say from hearing everything that you said about the people making those comments, first of all, is they have zero experience in aviation and have no idea what you're actually going to be doing out there, what is required of you. So their opinions are pretty pointless. the guys that you're in school with, once they get out there and actually start doing the job, like, they're going to see, first of all, they're going to see a lot of other guys that are the exact same as you physically. And they're going to see the actual jobs that are being done and that you can do them, because the guys your size are doing them, the big guys are doing them, the little women are doing them, the big women are doing them. It's just, it doesn't matter. We have the tools and the technology there for us to do our job. That's why they've created all these different ways of doing stuff. And like, yeah, right now, because you're in school, you guys are limited with what you have for tooling options and stuff like that. But once you actually get out in the field and you start working with a company that has a proper shop set up, like, you're working with stuff that's like powered hydraulically and stuff like that, so you don't need all the extra strength that these guys seem to think that you need.
Oh, so. Yeah, like, compared to, like, KF from school, it's completely different. Like, the setup and the tooling and everything, like, and especially because, like, we have to share here with the Fanshawe kids, so that doesn't help either, because what they're doing is completely different, because they're doing the mechanics side of it, yeah. So it's a little bit harder that way, too.
That's what, like, from what I remember from being in class, like, for example, just, like, the shear, all they had was, like, a small little, like, manually powered, like, foot pedal shear. And, like, yeah, that's going to take some effort. If you're cutting something that's, like, really thick and the only thing you have is something that's manually powered by your leg strength, like, yeah, that's going to be rough. At work, we don't have any that are – I don't think any of ours are manual at work. The the small one is hydraulically powered even. So even that one is like super easy. It's this tiny little foot pedal that does everything for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other, like our big guy is, you turn it on and you push some buttons. Like the hardest part of the job is setting it up and like making sure that you're cutting everything the way that you need to be cutting it, so you're not messing up your parts and like wasting material and stuff like that, which has nothing to do with strength. So
exactly. They don't seem to think that though, because like they don't understand like the way it's gonna work out in the real world. They think everything's gonna be the same as it is here, but it's not. It's completely different.
Oh, it is. It's very different. And that's, there's stuff that gets done every day on these floors that is not easy physically.
Exactly.
Ask for a second set of hands. Or hell, there was one day up at work in North Bay that even I was, because we didn't, like, the bending brakes are obviously, those are manual.
Yeah.
A way around that, because you have to, like, be able to control how much you're bending it yourself and whatever. So, but we're doing, like, stainless steel and stuff like that. There was me and three other people working this brake, and two of them were men that were, like, 6 feet tall and not little. So, you know, and even like we're all sweating, so it takes some effort with some stuff and whatever. Like they're gonna have days where they struggle too, and that's where you get to look at them and be like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. Thankfully.
Silly. Well, I mean, a lot of our job is like, this is the other thing too, is like our job is like pretty, it can be pretty high stress, and like it takes, some stuff can take quite a bit of like brain power. There are days when I come home and I'm just like
exhausted.
I think I've used every like ounce of brain power that I have, so I don't want to make a decision. Like, you know, I'll get asked what I want for dinner and I'm like, I don't care, just put it in front of me. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm so done at this point. So like that kind of stuff has nothing to do with your physical stature. So, you know, they've got to be able to, it doesn't matter if you're a big, strong, tough guy that knows how to use all the tools, if you can't handle figuring out, first of all, how to read all our blueprints and like make the parts and understand what's actually going on with the job itself, or handle like the intellectual side of it.
Yeah, exactly. There's always a theory part, and then there's always like the physical part of actually doing the job. And if you can't do one, then you can't do the other.
No, and like I said, paperwork is literally half our job, sometimes more, it seems like. And you have to know how to deal with all that. Like, I'm sure you guys have been dealing with just cars and all that, the Canadian aviation regulations and standards and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
It's just, like, so difficult to, like, it's, the lingo in there is, like, I feel like it's written by a bunch of lawyers that were just intentionally trying to confuse everyone and show off how smart they are, because you need, like, a thesaurus just to through the thing.
But exactly.
It's, like, that kind of stuff, that's part of the job, too, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, the intense thinking part of it. I wanted to like get out of school and actually like put what I've learned to the test, and you know, actually use my knowledge, and hopefully I get out there like as soon as possible.
Yeah,
that's what I would really like.
A really big thing with this job is just having the motivation to push yourself to do stuff like that, because they're like, already just from what I'm hearing you say, like you're like, yeah, I want to get out there, I'm pumped, I want to start. There's people that have been doing this for, you know, only a year and a half, 2 years, and it's like they're still not in that mindset, you know what I mean? Like, they don't look forward to, like, going out there. And it does, if you're not excited to do what you're doing, or you don't want to go learn, it holds you back. Because,
exactly.
Well, you're just not going to, like, take it in, right? But I don't know if it's the size of these things or what, but it's just so exciting to see stuff coming together.
It is. It's different, you know, than, like, anything else. Like, even with cars, like, when you watch a car come together, it's not the same, I feel like. It's not as exciting, or I think it's just, like, because airplanes are so much bigger, and, like, the things you do on them affect more people than just one person or two people, you know?
Right. And I feel like a lot of people, like, if you're not in the aviation industry, you don't, or don't have like a knowledge of aviation. I don't think people fully understand like the absolute magnitude of what is happening within that engineering. Like with a car or a boat, like you don't have limitations when it comes to like weight or size or things like that. I mean, your limitations are what you set for yourself. If you want to have a nice little fun sports car, then that's what you're going to do. If you're trying to build a big freaking machine of a truck, for it.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
as much as we have small ones and big ones, of course, like there's so many limitations to weight and size and things.
It's crazy how many like people's lives you affect too.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, is they do really, the guys at school really tried to impart on us like how important it was that what we were doing every day, the work that we're doing, it's not just us like trying to do a good job because we want to do a good job at our, and make ourselves look good, whatever. But like if you're working with something that's, the structural integrity of something, when the structural integrity of it is so important in how it operates every single day. And then, like for example, like any one of our main airlines that has their big planes, 737s, all the Airbuses, whatever, that fly, 200, 300 people a day. Those things are flying at least once a day, if not more sometimes. So, you have an airplane that within a 2 year span is flying, 600, 700 times with 200 to 300 people each time. Like that's a lot of lives that are being put in that airplane, and like just having any effect on how that flight is going to ultimately go for them is like, it can be a little nerve-wracking if you like really like let yourself like overwhelm yourself with it. But at the same time, like as long as you pay attention to what you're doing, you honestly like do your job the way that you're taught to do it, because these guys, like I said, they're awesome teachers.
And they definitely know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And just pay attention to your manuals and your paperwork and ask for help when you need it. Like, the job's not impossible. And that's when, like, I think it's because of the magnitude of like what you're doing. And then when you get to step away and you're like, I had a large part in making that, come back together and like be in a functional way. And it's such a good feeling. It really is.
Yeah, it is. And it's definitely something that makes me proud to do what I do.
Exactly. And I feel like you kind of have a bit of a leg up too with the fact that you've already been working with us in a situation where, like, you've literally seen this weekend, for example, you watched me walk in how many times into storage, just like very stressed out or in a very good mood, depending on what was going on. But like, you've seen just the sheer, like, what happens when somebody is like at the absolute peak of stress with their job because things are, not going the way they need to go and everything's getting all backed up and it's just like a bloody nightmare. And then, like it can be very stressful, but it's a very rewarding job at the same time. And that's, I think every job is, if it's gonna be the kind of job where it's gonna feel rewarding and good at the end of the day, like that doesn't just come from sitting on your butt doing nothing. That comes from going in and like busting your butt and putting hard work into what you're doing and then being like, holy crap, I'm tired. But it made a difference, and that feels good. So it gets tiring, it gets stressful, but as soon as you stop doing it, you miss it. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like
it
an addiction.
is. It honestly is. That's why everyone says that we're crazy, I feel like. I get teased all the time at work, like a lunatic, because I'll come into work at 7 in the morning. And I'm like dancing and singing, and I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this. And the guys that are like tired, they're like, you're crazy. What is wrong with you? And I'm like, no, I love this. I don't know. It's good to have that excitement for your job. It does help. because you need it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It definitely makes it a hell of a lot better than just, you know, not having that excitement and you're coming into work tired all the time. It's just like, oh, you don't want to do anything.
Right. This will open incredible doors for you. And especially, you know, being smart enough to do this when you're young and do not have all that baggage of children and all those responsibilities like I did, you're going to have a lot of opportunities. And that's why I was asking, like, what you plan on doing and if you're excited to get into this stuff, because I've always kind of known, like, in the back of my head that I was limited with what I could do. And as exciting as it sounded to, like, travel the world and be a contractor and do all this work, I just, you know, I can't do that being a mom, especially with such young children. Maybe someday, but not right now. And I don't know, like, that would be so much fun, though, if it was an opportunity. So, like, for you guys, like, that is,
yeah, that kind of stuff is exciting. It's crazy, like, the pathways you can take just from taking this course. Like, you don't even have to work in airplanes. Like, you can do anything in aviation. Like, you can work on helicopters. Like, you can go all over the world. Like, it's so crazy, the doors that open up for you.
Right. And then, you know, there's military, there's civil, there's working on stuff for, like, there's beyond that even, where you're just working on fancy stuff for, like, movies and things like that. And, you know, like, there's so many different things you can get into. And yeah, like, there, it's a massive world to open up, but at the same time, it's such a small world because it seems like the number of people that do this work are so small.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it feels like the numbers get smaller and smaller every year.
Yeah, and it's mind-boggling, I guess, in that aspect, but it's good for us. It leaves us lots of jobs to do and a lot of opportunities, and
thankfully.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I am going to see you in a couple days. And thank you very much for talking to me about all this stuff on here and just, like, providing that insight of, like, not only what it's like to actually see a bit of the industry, but, like, to be in school for it right now and stuff like that. It's kind of, it's exciting to, like, I know where I am right now because I'm already out there, but it's exciting to, like, be taken back to that point because, like I said, talking to you took me right back to school. It was, like, right down memory lane for me, and that was awesome. Got a little nostalgic there, and it seems like it was so long ago, but it wasn't.
I know, it's crazy how much time flies, right?
Yeah, it's nice to be taken back to that excitement and to see that, like, energetic spirit. And I start off with it every day. I really do.
By the end of the day, it's a different story.
Yeah, but, like, that's what I mean. It's like, yeah, you know what? It's I'm not going to lie. It's a hard job. It's stressful. But that just makes it feel so much better when things are done.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I guess I'll see you soon, and thanks again, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day at class, because I know you're going to be going into class soon, so.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on this. I'm so excited to be a part of this.
No, so like I said, I thought it'd be kind of fun to start this with somebody that's, like, not actually established themselves yet in the career, because it's just kind of exciting to, like, get that perspective. And I've got so many other people I'm excited to talk to, but they're, like, they're already so into it. And it's just, like, I wanted to go back to that, the beginning. Because in the beginning, really, when you, like, start dealing with all the difficult factors of being a woman, especially a young woman, coming into this industry and just having to wrap your head around it and, like, letting your skin thicken up and getting used to it, you know.
Yeah, it's different.
To be able to get that perspective. Yeah, you'll feel differently in 5 years. You'll feel differently in 10 years. You know, if I was to ask you some of this stuff 10 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be completely different answers.
Yeah, you'd be dealing with the same stuff every day still. But at the same time, your attitude about it's going to be a lot more, you know, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's annoying, but like I'm dealing with it every day now, so.
Yeah, you get used to it.
You definitely get more used to it, and the other thing is you get more witty. And one thing that I've found when people like to make those comments now, when guys make those comments about me at work, is I either work 10 times as hard to go in the opposite direction and show them how amazing of a job I can do, mm-hmm. or just make a stupid comment, let them sit there and think about that while I walk away. Yeah. Go focus on my day, 'cause I just don't care anymore.
Exactly. And what's the point when you can show them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the actions speak louder than words, right? I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about the fact that I can do my job. I've already been doing it for how many years? That's why I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so exactly.
I'm just going to go do my job, and you sit here and figure out how I'm doing it while I'm over there. All right. Okay, so you have an awesome day, and tell the guys, the professors, that I said hello, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michaela.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Bye. Bye.